After the action, it's your reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Wow, what a night in Glasgow. Ibrox is still rocking, and you know what? It could probably go on till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning at this rate, because Rangers have done it. They are into the Europa League final. They will play Eintracht Frankfurt after eliminating RB Leipzig. 3-1 on the night, 3-2 on aggregate. They didn't make it easy for themselves, but over the piece, they deserved it, and they have done the unthinkable from the start of the season. What did you make of it, Rangers fans? 0141 951 1025. This is exactly what we had in mind when we decided to do these extended shows until 11 o'clock for the last couple of weeks. We wanted to be here for you in your big moment, whether it was happiness or sadness. And my goodness, it is happiness and then some. Let's speak to Alan in Alloa. Sum up your feelings, Alan.
Absolutely ecstatic. I just cannot believe I was at final in 2008 down in Manchester, and I never ever thought I'd ever see again, not in my lifetime, especially in Scotland, a Scottish team get through to a final of a major European tournament, and it happened to be my team as well. I just honestly, words just cannot say how I feel tonight. I am absolutely ecstatic.
Were you at the game, Alan?
I'm just driving home from the game right now.
Oh, wonder. Sum up that then. What was it like?
Oh, unbelievable. I thought we deserved to win. It was a bit worrying midway in the second half, and then they scored, and I thought, oh, this is extra time coming up here, and we've kind of lost our way a wee bit. But we came back, and then when Lundstrom scored that goal, it's been going back to the old days, remembering when I've been going to Ibrox for 50 years now, and remembering back the old European nights, how it used to be at Ibrox. And honestly, it was just going back to those days again. And see, for the young laddies, the young kids were there the night, this should be something they'll never, ever, ever forget, because I won't.
Mark Wilson, that's the thing. There's a key phrase in there from Alan. Whether they deserved it or not wouldn't even matter. You take it, you're there and you enjoy it. But they did. They absolutely did. You look at this entire run, and then on to last week, and now tonight, Rangers deserve this. Not that it even matters.
Yeah, you've got to say, this has been a different run from 2008. You know, it's yielded the same results, but there was a way that Rangers played in this campaign leading up to the final that was entertaining to watch for the fans. You know, it wasn't really nervy a lot of the times. They were on the front foot a lot of those games, and they got their rewards. They were brave. And it came down to tonight, and we chatted about it before the game. That starting 11, we wondered how Rangers would line up. Would they be conservative and try and hold on and stay in the game and then maybe try and snatch one? Or would they go for them? And they went for them, and they got their rewards again. So for the criticism Van Bronckhorst has took domestically in the league, I mean, that almost wash away now, because on the biggest stage, the European stage, he's proved tactically that he's got things right. He's went for them. He was conservative in the first leg, brave the second leg, and they got what they deserved.
Gordon, you can hear the emotion in Alan's voice. He's been there. He's come out the stadium. He's given us a call, which we're grateful for. You can see the emotion on the faces of the players. This night is going to live long in the memory.
The people will not get to bed till tomorrow night, Gordon, in Glasgow. The players, I don't know how they'll sleep tonight. I really don't. They've put so much into this. They deserve that tonight. I'll get back to what Mark said there about the manager. Brilliant. First class. I've got to say that. Yes, you can be negative in his league campaign. He played important games, semi-final, without a recognised centre-forward. He did make big decisions. He changed the system. He changed the system tonight during the game. It's worked absolutely brilliant for him. His players have done him proud. They've done the fans proud. Everything about it. They deserve every single thing that they get. And they must get into this game now saying, there's no point getting to a final. They can go all the way. They deserve this.
You must believe that, Alan, at this stage.
Yes, definitely. I always keep saying, as the film says, keep believing. It will happen. And it definitely has happened tonight. And honestly, I was a bit kind of apprehensive, I must admit, when Gio had picked Scott instead of Sarkar, and I thought, he's on a sub. Who's going to score the goals for us? And it was a bit worrying. But when we scored the two goals in a few minutes there, we had the place completely rocking, and they were really worried. Leipzig, they just hadn't had an answer. I thought, tack in the tents, attack the defence. because they were quite shaky. Just one or two moments they had, but we never, it wasn't really a worry until they scored the goal, and it was a bit kind of worrying that time. And we're hands biting the fingernails, everything, scratching everything, scratching our heads, the lot, everybody. You could see the emotion. But then when the third goal went in, that was it. That just totally sealed it. And as I said before, it's been a long time coming that I've seen wild nights at Ibrox, a European nights, just how they should be. And tonight, that just bricks it all. That just brings all the memories back.
Bucket loads of character though, Mark Wilson. Not just tonight, yeah, but you know, across the last few knockout ties as well. But particularly this evening, there was a moment, there was a ropey moment there. Even though they had been comfortable for so long, Alan knows it, everyone who is inside Ibrox knows it, there was a moment there that you thought, uh-oh, this might not go to plan. But time and time again, this Rangers team, never knows when it's out in Europe, and it just keeps coming back for more.
That was evident tonight. I mean, that 5 to 10 minute period just after Leipzig scored, it certainly looked like Leipzig had their tails up and were going to go on and maybe nick another and take the tie away from Rangers. But you've got to say, big performances from the back line, because when that happens, when Leipzig get their tails up, they've got quality players, you need your back men to step up. Daz mentioned Tavernier, you know, Goldson had maybe a slight harsh on him for the goal. I think he should have maybe have seen the man quicker. But the man that's on TV just now, Lundstrom, absolutely huge for Rangers tonight. And they dug in deep, saw it through, and then when they get the chance to put it into the box and alleviate some of the pressure, they got the reward. So, I mean, they've been through a lot on nights at Ibrox. Think of the pressure as well that the Rangers players had to deal with tonight. Full house. I think Rangers fans went there with an expectation, and that can sometimes be difficult to manage. They've got through.
Sometimes, Mark, it's not just about ability. You need big characters and you need big heart. You look at Rangers tonight, they had that in abundance. And when the game went in the balance, you know, you're thinking, oh, they were looking tired. Look at the amount of games they've played, the important games they've played, big games, extra time. And they had to dig deep tonight. They really had to dig deep. They had to show the big heart. They had to show the character. And they certainly showed that in abundance. And Lundstrom, delighted for him. Come in for a bit of criticism early in his Rangers career. He has become an absolute hero at Ibrox Park.
And do you know what I love? See, you can just imagine when he came up here, there would have been some, why is he going there? Why is he leaving Sheffield United to go to the Scottish Premiership? There's your answer, folks. Thank you very much to Alan in Alloa, who was at the game. Davey in Ashkill, how are you feeling?
A bit emotional, Gordon. That was a hard watch for about a 10-minute period there, but thankfully Lundstrom got the all-important goal. Just to kind of put things into perspective, I kind of remember, you remember when Stuart McCall was a manager and your team pumped us in the playoffs, Gordon?
Yeah, I remember.
Being a function just after that, and Gordon Dale was there with Wanny's wife at the time. I don't know what number it was, but she was a big tall blonde thing, and basically I remember having a chat in the foyer. The
no, my wife was in the house.
Gordon was talking to me at the time, and he thought that Billy Davis kind of had a good chance of maybe getting the Rangers job at the time, and he was putting his case forward for Billy, and I know that's a good mate of Gordon's, but I just can't believe where we are for that moment, because that for me was a real low point to where we are now, a European final. It's sensational. I just can't believe it. And credit to Van Bronckhorst, Gordon, because I'll be honest with you, between my pals and the WhatsApp group and that, I absolutely slayed up my bit 4 weeks ago. And I'm eating humble pie over this. Credit where's credit due. The man knows his tactics. When it comes to a game of chess and football, he's got it absolutely spot on.
Yeah, Gordon, there are so many ways of looking at it. Against any backdrop, really, this is a good achievement. Doesn't matter. You make a European final, it's a good achievement. That's when you start then digging deeper and talking about us being from our league and the money and our standing in European football. You then go on to, as Davey says, we'll forget about the function, right, that you were at. But 7 years ago, failed to get out of the Championship. Rangers, second biggest budget by the length of Sockey Hall Street in the country. Davey would have felt very low that night, and my goodness, he can't feel much different this evening.
Yeah, there were dark days back then, Gordon, and they've came a long, long way. I remember covering some of the games in the third division for Super Scoreboard, sitting there and watching Rangers players turn up at these small grounds and their supporters, and they had to go on that journey. And tonight was what it was all about for them. It really is. Every single Rangers fan will be over the moon with the performance, the achievement, everything that's happened to them. It's been a long way. It's been a hard journey, but they've got there. And tonight, it's all about celebration. Every single one of them. I do agree. I think the manager has got to take an enormous pat in the back. I really do. He came under a little bit of pressure because of the league and the situation with the 6-point swing. He came in for a bit of criticism for that. But you cannot fault this guy in the European campaign. He's led the team to the final. He's still a job. He doesn't want to just go there and be in the final. He must now go there and think, the journey we've been on in this European campaign, we have got to go and finish this off and win it.
Sum up the achievement, Davey, the size of it.
Oh, it's hard to put it into words, Gordon, to be honest with you. I'm probably on here talking a lot of absolute nonsense, to be honest with you. But it's just a sense of pride, a pride that you never foreseen coming, you know, especially you have alluded to, we're all talking about the dark days. That championship playoff was a sore one for me in particular. But You look at us now, we actually look like a great European side, you know. We know how to play European football. We're actually better at watching Europe than we are domestically, which is kind of hard to fathom. I know you've said numerous times on the show during the week, you know, Rangers against St Mirren at home, you know, they might struggle, but Rangers in Europe, it's a different animal. And it's great to see your team, you know. I mean, I love Walter Smith. Walter Smith was absolutely my hero at Rangers, and he epitomised everything about the club. But we're actually having a go at teams, and we know when to have a go. You know, there was times in that game where we're under the cosh, but then we threw three or four guys that 10 yards further forward when we needed the goal. You know, we're willing to take risks now, and it's great to watch.
That's the thing, Mark. There's no point in doing down the achievement of 2008 in order to praise this team. That's a bit pointless and unfair on them. But there is an element of truth there, in the sense that they found a way and they were brilliant at what they did. This is a team that has strode confidently towards the Europa League final and deserved every bit of it. And Davey's talking about what we said earlier about, you know, games against St Mirren. We were talking about the belief level. This is a Rangers team who are 1-0 down going into the second leg tonight, and you would never have known it from the belief of the fans, because they've seen what this team can do in Europe.
Yep, I totally agree with that. At the start of the game, you wouldn't have believed that there was any nerves or tension in those players. You even take that back to the quarterfinal. They're 1-0 down, but they knew what they had to do. You know, they took the game to the opposition time and time again. Just a different team to that 2008 team. Great achievements, but if you're asking probably the majority of Rangers fans, which run have you preferred to watch to the final? And there'll be some spoiled fans out there that would have witnessed all it. I'm pretty sure they would have said this one, because it's been more eye-catching to watch. There's been performances that have been top-notch. And you can't even label that these top teams that they've played against have been surprised by this Rangers team, because they've played the same way almost every game.
Gordon, the money that RB Leipzig have got. So forget, you know, comparing the styles. Even since 2008, I know it seems like yesterday, but it's not. And since then, the financial gulf has only got wider. RB Leipzig are an outlier even within that, because they've got all that commercial backing. They've got so much money. We get fed to us every single week about how strong the English Premier League is. West Ham are in there. They took it seriously. They couldn't reach this stage. So many teams tried and failed, and Rangers managed it.
That's why you can't underestimate the achievement and what's happened here tonight, Gordon. You're talking financially. Yes, everybody will look at Rangers in Scottish terms and think, oh, they've got a good squad and they're very, you know, they're very rich and they've got a good budget. But in European terms, they're small fry. You're talking about past in 2008. You look at this Rangers team at home when they had to produce against the Dortmunds. They scored four away from home, scored two at home. Tonight, they're scoring goals. Braga, three. You know, Red Star. They've scored goals constantly. It's not like they've went out there and sat in and tried to nick a 1-0 or a really messy tie and turned it into a They have deserved this. They really deserve where they should be tonight.
It feels weird discussing it in that sense, because I'll repeat it, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. You get there, you deserve it, end of story. But yeah, it helps to do it with an extra bit of swagger. It maybe makes it more enjoyable for the Rangers fans. Thank you, Davey and Ashgill. What about Ronnie and Kirkluck? Can you quite believe what you've been witnessing, Ronnie?
Absolutely fantastic panel. First of all, I'd like to say Jimmy Bell would be looking up proud at the moment. As well, but his team have achieved to get to the Europa Cup final. Look at the Italians, French, German, Spanish, English, or the so-called top nations in Europe. And the Rangers are there. Also, 9 years ago at this time, we were playing East Stirling, and they were virtually at the top of the tree with their elite. And I also like to pay a mention to John Lindstrom, what a player.
Yeah, I think Leipzig would have beaten East Stirling tonight, if I'm honest about it, so that maybe does highlight things. It's time we start going through individuals maybe, Mark, but we could be here all night, because you don't do this without it being a collective. But the match winner, the man who sealed it, is John Lundstrom, who's been a colossus in the last couple of months.
Yeah, well, let's just take these two legs, actually. First of all, because in the first leg he was asked to play in the middle of a back three, where we were saying he had plenty of time the ball. At one stage he was walking with the ball. He was asked to play a specific role. Tonight he was quickly put to the right of a back three, where he held his own. I thought he was actually terrific at the right of a back three. And then he was asked to move into midfield. So covered a number of positions there. And then he comes up with a winner, you know, in the box, right place, right time. Kept his head where others might have lost it round about him. And he's been a terrific player for Rangers over the last couple of months in the big games, where you need somebody to be strong and commanding and grab the game by scruff of the neck. He's done it.
He's grown into the team, Gordon. He's definitely grown into the team. There were doubters when he came up, but he's certainly silenced him. He's a hero tonight. There's no doubt about it. You score that goal, that winning goal that takes you into that final, you become an instant hero. And he certainly put himself into that bracket tonight. It was absolutely brilliant. I thought Rangers deserved everything they got tonight. You know, you look at their second goal, Kamara, they're 2-0 up after 24 minutes and absolutely cruising. Yes, they come into it. Yes, they've got good players and they were under a call. But once again, I'll get back to it. Big characters and big heart, and that's what got them the win tonight.
Not even 4 months ago, three and a bit months ago, I've got a headline in front of me. John Lundstrom and potential Rangers transfer exit as Middlesbrough boss Chris Wilder eyes reunion. And now he's fired Rangers into a Europa League final, Ronnie. It has been some end to the season from him, hasn't it?
It's been fantastic. We've beat big teams. John Lundstrom's been Giovanni Van Bronckhorst for his two or three positions at the back in the second leg against Dortmund. John Lundstrom played all over the place and had a great last cup. In fact, the European campaign has been absolutely brilliant. It's been fantastic. But I'm not one to single out one person. Every man for man, Rangers were absolutely fantastic. They deserve to win out of hands. And it makes me wonder where the budget Rangers have got compared to other countries. If Rangers had their budgets, they could be further on.
I see, it's part of the charm though. That's the thing. Rangers are in a Europa League final and got through the quarters and semis without Alfredo Morelos and played this entire tie with no recognised striker.
And I think that's all credit to the management team and the players, because they've decided to go with different tactics. Everyone's bought into it. Everyone knows what's at stake. They put their heads down, they got on with it. They've scored another three goals at home tonight in a European semi-final. That's absolutely brilliant. And the timings of the goal, when they were a little bit, you're thinking, oh, hold on a minute, on the ropes a little bit. 81 minutes, ball comes in the box, Lundstrom's eyes just light up and thinks, this is a goal that's taken us to the final. And that's the way it turned out.
Enjoy your night, your week, your month, your year, Ronnie. This will rumble on. Thank you very much. It's 01419511025. Come on, you Rangers fans, how are you feeling? Talk to us, we're here for you. We'll take your calls next.
Games are over, the talking begins. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here, but we want to hear from as many of you as possible, Rangers fans. James is in shots. Sum up how you feel tonight, James.
Oh, hard to sum up. I feel amazed. It was, what a night it's been. It's been outstanding. What a performance as well.
Did you ever fear the worst at that little spell, James? I'm trying to get a handle on the sort of roller coaster, because we even felt it here, and, but you know, you've got the emotional investment there. It must have been quite the evening.
I think when Aribo missed that chance, that was, you know, I was getting a bit nervous then. Then obviously when the goal come back in, you can't help but go worried.
What does this mean to you as a fan, James, personally? What does the achievement mean to you?
I was at the Manchester final back in 2008. It's just great that now I can sit with my son and watch it, so it's everything. Amazing.
And that's the thing, James. I'm sure lots of people will be, you know, going down that sort of route. I bet you thought your son wouldn't ever see Rangers in a European final again.
No, I didn't think he would, no. Especially after everything that happened. So it's the way we've played as well. They've played amazing. So
football, eh? What can do to you, Gordon Deal?
Yeah, it's incredible. The supporters tonight will be in dreamland, Gordon. They've sat there and watched a team, you know, getting to a final that they never thought would happen again, especially in the financial situation now, the big teams in Europe. And to get there and the journey that they've been on has been absolutely incredible for them. And, you know, they'll look forward to the final. And I'll tell you what, they will fancy their chances big time to go on and complete it. What an achievement that'd be. Getting there's unbelievable. To win it would be incredible.
I mean, how do you even begin to work your way through this team and the manager, James? How do you feel about all them tonight?
I think they've done amazing. To a man, they were outstanding tonight. Tactically, Gio was brilliant, and can't wait to the final now. Obviously playing Frankfurt, another German team, but I think we've got to get into it with confidence. We can definitely win this.
I mean, look, there's plenty of time to focus on the specifics of the final, Mark. What a build-up it's going to be. I'll mention it once more for tonight. Frankfurt, 6 places below Leipzig in the Bundesliga table. If you can't have confidence, you'd be as well chucking it.
Well, that's why I think this final upcoming is a wee bit different from the previous finals we've seen Celtic and Rangers in before, because you look at the teams that Rangers have beaten already on the way to this final, and you look at Dortmund and Leipzig, gives you a good gauge of what they will face in the final. Now, I get finals are unpredictable and Rangers can't be complacent, but I think after their performance tonight, not just even the result, their performance tonight, they can go in with our, you know, heads held high and a lot of confidence. So it's going to be an interesting build-up 2 weeks. Wonder what Van Bronckhorst will do with his team over the next couple of weeks.
Gordon Dale's up front at Tannadice at the weekend.
You wouldn't be surprised.
In fact, it's not at Tannadice, is it? It's at Ibrox. That's fine, you don't have as far to travel.
Correct. I'll be home early.
It's taken a bit of an aeronautical turn here. Kenny Haddon's on, he says, or Kay Haddon, sorry. The EasyJet website has crashed. There must be a few people on it. Other airlines are available. And Craig Johnson is watching live at 36,000 feet en route from Melbourne to Glasgow. And he's tweeting us. Modern technology. He says the captain's just turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, but it's just me doing the bouncy. Sensational, says Craig. Imagine being stuck next to him in the plane.
Turbulent.
Yeah, try to get a bit of kip.
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't sleeping tonight.
Some poor Australian family who are on their way for a holiday or to visit family, not got a clue what's going on. They're watching, I don't know, Back to the Future on the movie section, and Craig's giving it big licks watching the game.
It's incredible. The celebrations in Scotland for Rangers supporters and all over the world, because you know the fan base, Gordon, and no matter what time it is, when Australia or America or wherever these Rangers supporters are, they will be making the most of it tonight. They deserve it, and they will be celebrating to the full.
Guaranteed people will be googling right now, how long does it take to drive
How many miles?
And then calling in their pals, who's got the car with the least amount of miles on the clock? We'll take that one.
I tend to be the designated driver in here. Do you think we should do that?
Yeah, I think we'll
set off to Seville
now.
As long as the sat nav's working, don't ask me to read the map. I don't think we'll get there.
Right, thank you, James and Shots. Let's bring in David, who's a Rangers fan. In West Avenue, David, how do you feel after that?
Mate, absolutely ecstatic. If I could say I'm ecstatic, 100% happy, I would add on 50% for my wee boy, because at the start of the game. I was sitting with my mate, who I won't mention his name, he's a Celtic fan, and he said to my wee boys, like, wee man, put on 3-1, and my wee boy said, no, I'm going to go for, well, he said 2-1 first. 250-1. They won, what, over £1,100, and the wee man was brilliant. He, even at the end of the game, it's the first time I've been shouting, don't score, Rangers, don't score, Rangers. My wee boy was happy. We're through the final. Yes, come on, the Rangers.
Don't score, Rangers. Absolutely furious when Sakala went through. David's chucking things at the TV. Please gamble responsibly and all the usual responsible
especially
stuff.
Especially if you're a young kid.
All the usual responsible stuff in there. I'll tell you what, these guys certainly won't forget it in a hurry. And David, what does it mean to be able to share that joy with your son? Not the money, the joy.
Oh, he wants to know what his first thing he said. Dad, are they going to Seville? First of all, he said he wants an Oculus. And he says, no, he says, stuff the Oculus. I want to go to Seville. Let's go to Seville. So we're trying to get tickets.
Don't go to Seville, we're going to Hamden.
Like, you know, like, hold on. You know, I was just waiting for something to show how big an achievement this is. Youngsters of Glasgow in the West are trading gaming technology for trips to Seville. The PlayStations, the Xboxes, the lot, it's all getting put in the back burner. Yeah. That's when you know it's big business.
Oh, it's big business because it's such an achievement for them. Everybody will want to be there. The clamour for tickets will be incredible. But as you said there, Gordon, all ages. You know, it's 50 years since Rangers won a European tournament. And obviously, to get to the final, they'll fancy it big time. Yes, they went to Manchester in 2008. Some people weren't even born then, these kids, and they are so excited for it. As I say, the Rangers supporters tonight, young and old, maybe schools will be have a few empty seats tomorrow as well. Kids allowed up late tonight.
Just right. Hold on, we're about to send the country into turmoil here.
Well, Rangers supporters deserve it, I think, Gordon. It's been a long journey for them.
David, what do you make of the team's performance tonight?
Oh, outstanding. Don't get me wrong, I mean, like the first 10 minutes or so was like aye, okay, come on. I was expecting a really good first goal, like against, was it Braga or whatever, but I don't know, my nerves were through the roof. I think my Apple Watch was saying my blood pressure was like 150.
Yes. Oh, no. I love it when people laugh on the show, it just cheers me right up. Yeah, the heart rate would have been interesting across Glasgow and the West and beyond tonight, Mark, I'm sure. But as David says, talk about the team performance as well. It had a bit of everything, didn't it?
Well, it did. I thought they started pretty well. You could clearly see Leipzig had a bit of danger, but Rangers, you know, they were always on top of the game. You know, they were positive in everything they did. They looked like they had plenty of energy up until Leipzig scored, and that's where you really need to dig in. So Daz mentioned that it was a different kind of performance in that 10-minute period, and they rose again to get the winner.
It started pretty well, Mark. They had this tie turned around in 24 minutes they were 2-0 up. It was a dream start. You couldn't have asked for a better start, and they went on to finish the job off.
We are on Twitter as well. A history of a Scottish football in 100 objects says it's a 28-hour, 1,700-mile drive with no stops. There you go, if you're planning it. And I love this from We Are The People, who says 62 years ago today, Rangers were beaten 6-3 at home by Eintracht Frankfurt in the second leg of a European Cup semi-final. We lost 12-4 in aggregate. Now we're coming for payback. We've not forgotten.
That's right, yeah.
No one holds a grudge like Scottish football fans. Just the 62 years.
You never know. To beat them, didn't they, in the final?
You might finally get your revenge after 62 long years. Anyway, thank you to David number one. We've got David number two on the line. He's in Carluke. What do you think, David? How would you sum all that up?
Oh, so proud. What a performance tonight. What I'll say is, I don't believe in much, but it's written in the stars this year. Just everything about this year that's gone on, the club's 150th anniversary, where we've came from. You know, it's 50 years from the Barcelona Bears. Celtic, our rivals, getting to the final, you know, in Seville, the same place we're going to be playing. I truly think that this is a year we can get the job done. And just a wee side point on that, just opening this up to the panel. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this could be the only year in Scottish football history where you've got two sides of the Old Firm happy?
It's a fair point, Gordon. It's usually, we describe it as a seesaw. Usually, if Celtic go on and win the league, congratulations to them. And usually, if you lose the league, season's in turmoil. This wouldn't be a bad way to make up for it.
100%. You look at the two sides, Celtic will go on and win the league. The fans will be over the moon with that. They've got the League Cup in the trophy cabinet. You look at Rangers going to Seville and going to Hampden for a Scottish Cup final. Yes, they've got to win both games, of course, but this could end up the only season I've ever known that both Rangers fans and Celtic fans will be over the moon with their seasons.
I don't know if the nation needs us to get this deep at 20 to 11 on a Thursday night, Mark Wilson. Whether it is fate or written in the stars or whatever, leave that out to your own personal feelings. But it certainly had the look that it's going to take something extraordinary to stop Rangers winning it this year, which might tell its own story.
It does. You just wonder, did they go into the final as favourites? Because we keep going on about who they beat tonight, who they beat early on the competition, how they play.
If you've knocked out three teams from the nation, of your opponents who are higher ranked in the league and are better ultimately than those opponents, you at least deserve a bit of respect. Whether that's absolute outright favourites tag, got to be in the discussion.
Of course, but when you look at all the ties that they've played and the goals they've scored, as mentioned it earlier, they scored another three goals tonight. I know we get caught up in the excitement and I'm just getting through. At three goals tonight, you know, you look at them away to Dortmund and at home to Dortmund and even at Bragg, they always seem to score in this competition. They always seem to go that wee bit extra. So if you're in that Rangers camp just now, you have got to fancy your chances actually winning this competition. I think it's a more, I said it earlier, I think it's a more realistic chance than Rangers in 2008 and Celtic in 2003 actually winning it.
You can list them all off, Gordon. It's 50 years ago this year that Rangers won their European trophy the last time. That was in Spain. And the club's then obviously centenary year. This is the 150th. Going back to Spain, again, like I say, whether these are just coincidences, whether these enhance the experience for people, it doesn't really matter. But this is a team that can really fancy their chances of winning this.
I think
this.
They'll fancy their chances big time, Gordon. It's been a long, long, hard road. A lot of difficult games, been written off. And a lot of these ties, quite rightly so, because when you come up against teams like Dortmund with the financial and the squads that they've got, you think, oh, this maybe just be a hurdle too big. They achieved that, they tackled that, they'll get through that. You even look at tonight, the finances they've got and the squad they've got. I thought Rangers over two legs have been absolutely brilliant. So, yes, Frankfurt, you do never take anything granted in a final. Look at their result tonight. West Ham are a big side in England, right? But if you're Rangers, of course you're getting in there with bags of confidence.
Thank you, David, and you're right, Mark. They did score three tonight.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Golden goals.
Ah, see, you thought it was all about getting to the Europa League final. You've forgotten about Super Scoreboard's golden goals, which is now sitting at £31,250 after three goals for Rangers tonight. And remember, we've now added an extra game because Rangers are through to the Europa League final. Every goal they score in that game will be worth more money. It's on in the league this weekend and the Scottish Cup final as well. It's every time Celtic or Rangers score, we add money to the pot. So that £31,250 will be even bigger by the end of the season. Look, I know the flights to Seville are rocketing as we speak, but come on, with 31 grand, you could charter a jet, I'm
just
sure.
Just enough petrol money to get you there.
If you're a Celtic fan and you're not interested in that sort of stuff, you could fly as far as possible in the other direction on Wednesday the 18th of May. See, we cater for everyone here. So don't mess about. Just enter right now by texting GOAL to 61025, G-O-A-L to 61025. It is £2 plus your standard message rate over 18s only. And the full terms and online entry are at Clyde1.com. Lines close 6 p.m. Saturday the 21st of May. So for your chance to be the winner at the end of the season, text GOAL to 61025 right now.
After they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard's open line.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We stayed on till 11 o'clock. We knew we were in for a special night one way or the other. And Rangers fans, it has delivered. You're off to the Europa League final. Is it starting to set in? Is it starting to become real? Is it one of those pinch me moments? Pick up the phone and let us know. Billy's in the East End. How do you feel, Billy?
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Never been so proud of my team as I was tonight.
Did Did you think they could do it, Billy, before the game?
Yeah, there for 2008, and I'll tell you right now, one man deserves all the credit. He's been there through the lot, is James Tavernier. He gets stick after stick, year in, year out, and still he delivers year in, year out. And it's like absolutely fantastic. Between him, McGregor, and Stevie Davis, and I think the way Stevie Davis has been treated this year by the manager has been a wee bit ropey. But between the three players, they know what it's like to play for Rangers.
Not many Rangers captains will lead the team into a European final. Mark Wilson, James Tavernier has put his name into the record books. He might even go on and lift it. And all this stuff about not being a leader and not being a good enough defender and writing dodgy programme notes, all of a sudden seems a bit less important.
Well, it does, because it's a huge achievement. You know, Billy's right. James Tavernier has been through thick and thin at the club. You know, he's been there around about 7 years, is it? He's been there. He's been criticised, and I believe at times rightly so. But he's came through the other side. He managed to lead the team to the championship last year. And in my opinion, he's went one better. Because to lead the team is one thing, but to play such a huge part in this run as well, as a goal scorer, as a right back, is practically unheard of. So, you know, you've got to take your hat off to him. To bounce back from a lot of the stick he's taking takes huge character.
He's now the top scorer in the Europa League, and he's a right back, Gordon Deal.
Incredible. I think, if we're honest, Rangers fans, us in here, other pundits, other players have criticised Tavernier in the past, defending. People were calling him not a leader, not a Rangers captain. He was brilliant, Gordon. He's been terrific for the last few years. He's led by example. His goals, his assist, his work rate. He hardly misses a game. He's so important. And tonight, as you say, top goal scorer is incredible for a fullback stroke wingback. But tonight, when you need your captain to set the example, after 18 minutes, he brings that tie level.
How proud are you of him and the team, Billy?
Oh, super, super proud. But you know what it was? It was the stalwarts of the team. It was the absolute stalwarts. James Tavernier, all the years of service, he stood up as captain. I seen some stick over the years, but this is like, you know, the beginning of the season, your man Lundstrom, he taken all that stick at the start of the season, he stood up the second half of the season, and then you've got McGregor and Davis, and they're big characters to have with you in the dressing room, and they'll carry the young lads, and I hope, in my heart of hearts, I hope they go on to win everything this year, because you know what, that Rangers team deserves it. And this team that's been beaten down, John Lundstrom, at the start of the season, hands up. I thought he was your answer to your man Shane Duffy. But see, since January, he's been absolutely different class. And that's an apology I owe to that man.
Oh, look, Mark, the stories are there. You've got Alan McGregor. Is this going to be his last season at Rangers? It might well be. He produces a crucial save at a big moment. Billy's, you know, done a great service to praising the captain. Calvin Bassey, who's come in and sort of proved himself. Goldson, who's played nearly every minute for goodness knows how long. Barisic was a dud after half an hour at the weekend because of the way that the fickle nature goes here. You've got so many different stories. Alfredo Morelos isn't even at the game tonight. He's that unfit. Kamal Roof wasn't available. It's just incredible all round.
Well, just so many times you just thought might not be possible for Rangers just because the injuries tallying up and maybe, you know, key players not playing at the top of their game domestically when they were getting into these ties. But every one of them, when it gets to a Thursday night, it seems to change their approach. They just seem to be a different machine when it comes to these games. Individually, terrific. Even when you put Ryan Jack into that, missed, you know, a large part last season and this season through injury, but then he comes in, he plays in the big games, he's off tonight, but I'm sure he'll be fine after that. So many huge performances from Rangers over this Europa League campaign.
I don't think it's been an individual campaign, Gordon. This has been a team effort, and that's what's brought them through. There's times when they had to dig deep, and it was a team effort that brought them together. You can mention Tavernier, a captain. You can look at McGregor. Golson, for instance. Bassey's been brilliant. I just think the team and the European campaign has come together, and they just believe so much that they were going to get to this final, and they've achieved that. And they've achieved it on the merits. They've been absolutely terrific. Absolutely terrific. And scoring goals. Every team that came to Ibrox, even with the league, then the Bragas of this world, the Dortmunds, Leipzig tonight, Rangers just got at them. And the belief with the Rangers players, and obviously getting the goals, and it's just beyond words what they've achieved.
Thank you, Billy. I think we've got a car full. Andrew's the man that's phoned, but I think you've got company. Andrew, how are you lot feeling?
Yeah!
I think that just about sums it up. Were you at the game?
Yeah, yes. All the way back now.
Where are you heading to?
Kobe.
How long's that going to take?
Another four and a half hours.
Hey, yo, listen, what a happy night it's been though, right?
Oh, I feel good.
Listen, today, it's going to be a happy journey though. How do you feel about what you've just witnessed?
Oh, wow. Wow, speechless, absolutely speechless. To see that group of players get to a Europa final is, wow. Wow.
I mean, straight away, the nature of the call, Andrew, the fact you've got such a long journey, this maybe tells its own story about, you know, what Rangers means to you and the lengths that you go to follow. So you must be extremely proud tonight.
Oh yeah, massively, massively proud. Up every week, every game. Fuck, it is mental, crazy.
You can, yeah, that's it, Mark. That's what football does to you. In all the tough times, they become worth it on nights like this.
Yeah, well, you think of all the journeys that Andrew's made, that he's away in the car thinking they could have done better, or down in the dumps a bit. It all pays off when you get a night like this. It's all worth it, all these journeys, because it's such a unique situation they find themselves in now. You know, you go back to how many times has it actually happened for a Scottish team over the history, you know, a Scottish teams, you know, even when you go back to the 80s with Aberdeen teams and Dundee United, and then all the way back to Rangers and then Celtic, you can probably count on two hands how many times it's happened. And this Rangers team, where we thought the gap was getting too wide, have managed to close it. In a different way, you know. They've not got the superstars that these teams have got, but as a team that Daz mentioned, they come together and they get the job done, and that's why they've got to go into this final full of confidence.
Andrew, you're driving to Seville?
Oh, flights and that all booked before the game. Flights, hotel, everything booked already.
Oh, that's brave.
Yes,
you're a wise man. Who else is in the car?
My dad, my little brother, my uncle.
Brilliant, a family affair as well, even better. Enjoy it, lads, you deserve it. Safe trip home after coming all that way. That was Andrew and the family heading back to Corby, Northamptonshire. And my goodness, they'll be happy. They will be happy. Maybe not quite as happy as this man. Let's hear from Giovanni Van Bronckhorst.
Wow, it's been an amazing night from the start. We had the start we wanted to score first. I think that was very important in this game. I think the players, I think, were on full speed for the first 35 minutes, and we managed to get two goals in, which was amazing. Halftime, we knew, you know, it's going to be hard in the second half because they needed to push, and they did. I think the 2-1, after a great save by Allen, you know, just after that they scored the 2-1, and I think this was the critical moment for both teams. I think we were defending, but you know, they were coming at us like so with so much speed and so much power. So I knew either goal, you know, would be decisive, and to score the 83rd minute, the goal for John gave us the. Not only the belief, I think the belief was already there, but you know, the energy and power to play the last minutes.
How much credit does he take?
Oh, brilliant. I've got to say, you can't say enough about him, especially with his tactical switches in Europe. I think he's got it spot on, Gordon. He's changed his system at the right time. He's changed his personnel at the right time. That's how managers earn their reputation. That's how they earn their money. And he certainly achieved that, because he has been such a massive part, and doing it without a recognised centre forward as well was brilliant for him.
Even a couple of hours ago, people are questioning, say, starting Scott Wright in the second leg of a Europa League semi-final.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, managers are always going to get that, and he'll get it in 2 weeks' time in the final. But he's proved, I mean, he's done it all as a player. You just wonder where this ranks in his professional career, because it's different being a manager where the onus is on you, the blame goes on you, and then when it goes right, the players take the credit. But tonight, it's only right that we mention how right he's got it over all these games that's led to Seville. He's been spot on.
Sum up this achievement before we go.
Well, it's absolutely massive. Congratulations to Rangers. They deserve it in every way, Gordon. They've been absolutely brilliant. They did a massive task tonight. They've come over that hurdle. Seville, here they come. Can they go on and finish the job? Because they certainly deserve it.
Sensational achievement for a Scottish team to get there, and the scalps that they've took on the way. Nobody's seen it coming, but they've thoroughly deserved it. They've got to go into this final full of confidence.
Rangers fans, get the passports out, because you are off to the Europa League final in Seville. You have done it. A monumental achievement for the football club, a huge achievement for Scottish football. So congratulations on getting there. RB Leipzig came to Glasgow and they didn't quite know what had hit them in the end. Rangers doing the business on the night and over the two legs, and it means for the first time since 2008 a Scottish club is off to a major European final. And it's only 2 weeks away, so strap yourselves in. Enjoy your night. I suspect the celebrations will last for quite some time. We are back tomorrow to share them with you. Kenny Miller will be here. Can't wait to hear what he thinks. And Hugh Keevans, who generally has seen it all, maybe not after that tonight. So we'll be joined by Hugh and Kenny tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you then. Thank you for your company tonight. Meg McHugh is up next.